السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. توحید و سنت ڈاٹ کام www.touheed-sunnat.com.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. وقال سبحانه وتعالى: وإذا وطأ القول عليهم أخرجنا لهم دابة من الأرض تكلمهم أن الناس كانوا بآياتنا لا يوقنون. وعن أنس بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: بادروا بالأعمال ستة: طلوع الشمس من مغربها، والدخان، ودابة الأرض، والدجال، وخويصة أحدكم، وأمر الآمة. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: ثلاث إذا خرجنا لا ينفع نفسا إيمانها لم تكن آمنت من قبل أو كسبت في إيمانها خيرا: طلوع الشمس من مغربها، والدجال، ودابة الأرض، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem, in Surah Al-Naml: وَإِذَا وَطَأَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَخْرَجْنَا لَهُمْ دَابَّةً مِنَ الْأَرْضِ تكلمهم أن الناس كانوا بآياتنا لا يوقنون. That when the word is fulfilled concerning them, that is when the world is full of evil and sin, and mankind has changed the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when mankind has stopped enjoining good and forbidding evil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring forth a beast and send a beast to the people which will talk to the people. And that is because mankind did not have faith in Allah's signs, in Allah's revelation. In the hadith narrated by Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, بَادِرُوا بِلَعْمَالِ سِتَّةِ, hasten to do good deeds before six things happen. طلوع الشمس من مغربها, the rising of the sun from the west, والدخان, and the smoke, ودابة الأرض, the beast, والدجال, the antichrist, وقويصة أحدكم, death, وأمر العام, and the day of judgment. In another hadith narrated by Hazrat Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, ثَلَاثٌ إِذَا خَرَجْنَا لَا يَنْفَعُ نَفْسًا إِيمَانُهَا لَمْ تَكُنْ آمَنَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَوْ كَسَبَتْ بِإِيمَانِهَا خَيْرًا. When three things appear, when three things happen, the rising of the sun from the west, the emergence of the Dajjal, and the emergence of the beast of the earth, whoever brings Iman after seeing these signs, or does any good deed, they will be of no benefit to him, and it will not be accepted from him. From this verse of the Quran and the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is clearly evident that one of the signs of the end of time, one of the major signs of Qiyamah, is the emergence of a beast of the earth. This beast will be extraordinary and huge. And Allah, the creator of the beast, knows best what this beast will look like. The beast will appear when the sun has risen from the west, which is also a major sign of Qiyamah. And the beast will have with it the ring of Suleiman and the staff of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. And nobody will be able to escape this beast. And this beast will talk to people. Whoever brings iman after seeing this sign, his iman will be of no benefit to him, and it will not be accepted from him. My brothers and sisters, in today's lesson, inshaAllah, we are going to discuss and deal with two things. Firstly, what will this beast look like? And what type of animal is the beast? And secondly, what will this beast do once it has appeared and emerged? Firstly, as to what type of animal the beast is and what it looks like, the ulama of the Ahl Sunnah have expressed many different opinions. And inshallah, in today's lesson, we will look at four opinions, and I will explain each opinion as I go along. The first opinion regarding the beast that is to come before the end of time is that it is a snake that guarded the Kaaba and the position and the possessions and gifts of the Kaaba for over 500 years. And it is this snake that is going to come before the end of time, and is the beast of the end of time, and it is this snake that will talk to people and put a mark on everybody's face. Now, in order to understand which snake is being referred to, you will have to understand a brief history of the Kaaba and a brief history of the snake of the Kaaba. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports, كَلَمَّا أَحْبَثَ اللَّهُ آدَمْ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ كَانَ رَأْسَهُ فِي السَّمَاءِ وَرِجْلَاهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took out Adil Adam alayhi salam from Jannah and put Adil Adam alayhi salam on the earth, he was so tall that his head was within the heavens and his feet were touching the ground. The angels on seeing Hazrat Adam alayhi salam so tall became frightened and scared of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. Thus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reduced Hazrat Adam alayhi salam's height to 60 cubic feet. Now Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was used to seeing the angels and listening to their sweet voices. Now that he's on the earth and all alone, and he can no longer see the angels of Allah and no longer hear their sweet voices, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam asked Allah, Ya Rabbi, مَا لِي لَأَسْمُ أَسْوَاتِ الْمَلَائِكَ وَلَا أُحِسْهُمْ. O Allah, why is it that I no longer can see the angels and I can no longer hear their sweet voices or even feel the angels? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, خَطِئَتُكْ يَا عَدْمُ. O Adam, it was due to your khata and mistake that you can no longer see the angels and you can no longer feel the angels. وَلَكِنْ إِذْهَبْ فَمْنِي لِي بَيْتًا فَتُفْ بِهِ وَاذْكُرْنِي حَوْلَهُ كَنَحْوِ مَا رَأَيْتَ الْمَلَائِكَةَ تَصْنَعُ حَوْلَ عَرْشِ. وَأَلَمْ go and make a house for me on the earth. And once you have made this house, make dua around this house. And in my name, make dhikr while you are making dua. Just like you saw the angels making dua around my throne and him in my name and making zikr. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command, came walking from India. فَطُوِيَتْ لَهُ الْأَرْضِ وَقُبِدَتْ لَهُ الْمَفَامِثِ فَصَارَتْ كُلُّ مَفَادَةٍ يَمُرُّ بِهَا خُطْوَةٌ. The land and the plains were shrunk. All great distances were made a short step for Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam crossed the seas and rivers, and the earth his feet touched became blessed, and he came to Makkah al-Mukarramah, and according to Allah's command, and to fulfill Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command, he came and made the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with stones from different mountains held by the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, according to some ulama, was the first to make the holy Kaaba, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the earth. And this is how the house of Allah, the Kaaba, remained right to the time of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam. At the time of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, Hazrat Abu Kilaba reports, كَفَلَمْ يَذَلْ كَذَلِكْ حَتَّى كَانَ زَمَنَ تُوفَاتْ فَرُفِعَ. As you are aware that the people of Nuh alayhi salam did not believe in him. They did not believe that he was the messenger of Allah, and they did not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In spite of giving them da'wah for over 950 years, the Quran says, مَا آمَنَ مَعَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. There are only few people believed in Allah and believed that Nuh alayhi salam was the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished the kuffar for their kufr. And he sent rain. Day and night continuously it rained. And all the kuffar drowned in the flood. Now during the flood, as Abu Kilaba says, كَفَلَمْ يَذَلْ كَذَلِكْ حَتَّى كَانَ زَمَنَ التُوفَانِ فَرُفِعَ. That the Kaaba during the flood was raised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Kaaba during the flood was raised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now after the flood, right at the time of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, Imam Mujahid reports, يَكَانَ مَوْضِعُ الْكَعْبَ كَدْ خَفِيَ وَزَرَثَ فِي ثَمَرِ الْغَرْبِ. That the position of the Kaaba had disappeared at the time of the flood. Now after the flood, كَانَ مَوْضِعُهُ أَكِمَّةً حَمَرَى مَدَرَى لَا تَعْلُوهَ السِّيُوهُ. Its position was a red, round mount which flood could not overflow. The people knew that this was the position of the Kaaba and this was the place of the Kaaba. However, its exact position was not fixed. And the people knew that this red round mount was the place of the Kaaba. As Imam Mujahid mentioned, كَانَ يَأْتِيهِ الْمَظْلُومِ وَالْمُتَعَوِّذِ مِنْ أَخْطَارِ الْأَرْضِ وَيَدْعُ عِنْدَهُ الْمَكْرُوبِ فَقَلَّ مَنْ دَعَهُ نَالِكِ إِلَّا اسْتُجِيبَ لَهُ. That the oppressed, and needy, and the poor and weak would travel and come to the Kaaba from different parts of the world, and they would pray at this red round mount, and their prayers would be answered. And thus the people knew that this was the position of the Kaaba. So after the flood, right to the time of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, in the place of the Kaaba was a red round mount. Now at the time of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he was ordered to make the Kaaba, Ibn Ishaq reports, كَلَمَا أُمِرَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلُ اللَّهِ أَنْ يَبْنِيَ الْبَيْتَ الْحَرَامَ أَقْبَلَ مِنْ أَرْمِينِيَّةَ على البراك ومعه ملك يدله على موضع البيت حتى انتهى إلى مكة. That when Ibrahim alayhi salam was ordered to make the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Mecca, he came riding on a horse accompanied by an angel to guide him and to show him the exact spot of the Kaaba at the time of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. On reaching Mecca, as Ibrahim alayhi salam said to his child Ismail, Ya Ismail, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَمَرَنِي أَنْ أَبْنِيَ لَهُ بَيْتًا. وَإِسْمَائِيلُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered me to make a house for him on the earth, and he has ordered you to help me. The angel showed Ibrahim alayhi salam the exact spot of the Kaaba, and father and child began to dig. When they reached the foundation laid by Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Ismail began to build on these foundations. Ibn Ishaq reports, وَكَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَبْنِي وَيَنْقُلْ لَهُ إِسْمَاعِيلَ الْحِجَارَةَ عَلَى رَقَبَتِهِ. That Ibrahim alayhi salam would build the Kaaba, and that Ismail alayhi salam would carry the stones on his neck and give them to his father, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. When Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam reached the black corner, he said to Ismail, يا إسماعيل إن الله قد أمر إن يا إسماعيل أبغني حجرا أضعه ها هنا يكون للناس علما يبتدئون منه الطواف. Oh Ismail, go find a special stone for me, a good stone for me, which I can place at this black corner, which acts as a sign for the people, so that the people know that it is this corner that they have to begin their tawaf from. Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam went in search for a good stone. When he returned, he found that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam has already brought the Hajri Aswad, the black stone. The black stone at the time of the flood was given to Aba Qubayt. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ordered Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, إِذَا رَأَيْتَ قَلِيلِ يَبْنِي بَيْتِي فَأَخْرِجْهُ لَهُ. That when you see Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam building the Kaaba, then take the stone from Aba Qubayt and give it to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. So Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, according to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gave the Hajri Aswad to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, and Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam placed the Hajri Aswad in the black corner. Now when Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam built the Kaaba, he did not make a roof. At the same time, he did not make a wooden door. However, he left a wall, he left a hole in the eastern wall, which acted as a door. And the reason for this was, in those times, they did not know what betrayal was, and they did not know what stealing was. And nothing was ever stolen from the Kaaba, and thus, they were not in need of a door. At the same time, Ibn Ishaq reports, يُحَبْرَ إِبْرَاحِيمُ جُبَّتْ فِي بَطْنِ الْبَيْتِ عَلَى يَمِينِ مَنْ دَقَلَهُ يَكُونُ خَزَانَةً لِلْبَيْتِ يُلْقَى فِيهِ مَا يُبْدَى لِلْكَعْبَةِ. That is, Ibrahim alayhi salam took a well inside the Kaaba, which was to the right whoever entered the Kaaba. And this well was a safe of the Kaaba, as all the gifts that were given to the Kaaba in the form of gold and silver were stored and put inside this well. So, the Kaaba at the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam had no door, it had no roof, and it had a well inside it in which the gold and silver and the gifts of Kaaba were stored in it. And this is how the Kaaba remained right from the time of Jurham. At the time of Jurham, Imam Mujahid reports, وَكَانَتِ الْكَعْبَةَ لَيْسَ لَهَا سَقْفٌ فَصُرِكَ مِنْهَا عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ جُهَمْ مَالٌ مَرَّةً بَعْدَ مَرَّةٍ. Now because the Kaaba had no door and had no roof, and people changed at the time of Jurham, many a time the gold and silver and the possessions and gifts of Kaaba was stolen from the well which was inside the holy Kaaba. Thus the tribe of Jurham decided to choose a person from amongst themselves who would guard the holy Kaaba and who would guard the gift of the holy Kaaba. فَبَيْنَ رَجُلٌ مِمَّنِ اغْتَدَوْهُ عِنْدَهَا إِذْ سَوَّلَتْ لَهُ نَفْسُ. One day the guard himself, the person they chose to guard the Kaaba, thought of stealing the gift of the Kaaba. He waited when it was midday and the heat was scorching and people were inside their houses or sitting in their gathering and there was nobody on the street. He climbed down the well and he took out the gold and silver and put it in his pocket. While he was still inside the well, فَأَرْسَلَ اللَّهُ حَجْرًا مِنَ الْبِئْرِ فَحَبَسَهُ حَتَّى رَاحَ النَّارِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a stone which closed the well on him, and he was unable to escape. When the people came and found him inside, they took the gold and silver off him, and returned the gold and silver. Imam Mujahid reports, يَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ عِنْدَ ذَلِكَ ثُعْبَانًا وَأَسْكَنَهُ فِي ذَلِكَ الْجُبْنِ أَكْثَرْ مِنْ خَمْسَ مِئَةَ سَنَةٍ يَحْرِثُ مَا فِيهِ. That it is from that day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a snake to live inside the Kaaba, and that snake lived inside the Kaaba for over 500 years, guarding the gifts and possessions of the Kaaba. Whenever somebody entered the Kaaba, the snake would stamp and frighten them, and thus nothing was ever stolen from the holy Kaaba during the time of the snake. And this snake remained at the time of Juhan, at the time of Khuza'a, and part of the time of the Quraysh. Now at the time of the Quraysh, just before the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam received prophethood, the Kaaba was a low building of white stone, but more than 6.5 meters, and was exposed to the wearing factors of nature. It stood on a low build, on a low ground, and during the rain, water would flow from the town Makkah inside the Kaaba, and thus the walls of the Kaaba had become weak, and cracks had appeared inside the wall. Now 5 years before the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam received prophethood, when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was around 35, it is reported, إِفَجَاءَ طَيْرٌ عَظِيمٌ عَلَى تِلْكَ الْحَالِ فَدَخَلَ الْكَعْبَةَ وَصَدَعَ جُدْرَانَهَا. There was a great flood in Mecca that swept towards the Kaaba and almost destroyed the Kaaba. وَأَخَافَهُ فَفَزِعَتْ مِنْ ذَلِكَ قُرَيْشٌ فَزْعًا شَدِيدًا وَخَافُوا هَدْمَهَا وَخَشَوْا إِنْ مَسَّوْهَا أَنْ يَنْزِلَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْعَذَابُ. And this frightened the Quraysh. At the same time, they feared that if they demolish the Kaaba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may severely punish them and send azab on them. Also during the time of the Quraysh, once a woman was censoring the Kaaba, and a firebrand flew from the censer onto the Kiswa al-Ghilaf, the covering of the Kaaba, which burned part of the covering of the Kaaba. So due to these two reasons, the Quraysh began to think about demolishing and then rebuilding the Holy Kaaba. فَبَيْنَهُمْ عَلَى ذَلِكَ يَتَنَاظَرُونَ وَيَتَشَاوَرُونَ إِذْ أَقْبَلَتْ سَفِينَةً لِلْضُومِ حَتَّى إِذَا كَانَتْ بِالشَّعِيبَةِ انْكَسَرَتْ. While they were still deciding amongst themselves and listening and taking each other's opinions, a Roman merchant vessel got shipwrecked at Jeddah. فَسَمِعَتْ بِهَا قُرَيْشٌ فَرَكِبُوا إِلَيْهَا فَاشْتَرَوْا خَشَبَهَا. When the Quraysh received the news, they hastened to Jeddah and purchased his plank. Also on board the Roman merchant vessel was a Roman mason called Barkun. The Quraysh brought the plank and this Roman mason called Barkun with them to Mecca. On reaching Mecca, the Quraysh finally decided and agreed to rebuild the Kaaba. Thus, the reconstruction of the Kaaba started with the united efforts of the Quraysh, and various families had separate portions allotted to them so that nobody is deprived of the honor. فنقل الحجارة ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يومئذ غلام لم ينزل عليه الوحي ينقل معه الحجارة على ركبته تمرة بالكعبة. The Quraysh began to bring the stones, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he himself, before prophethood, began to carry the stones on his neck and bring them. When all the necessary materials were gathered, and the Quraysh were on the verge of knocking the Holy Kaaba, فَخَرَجَتِ الْحَيَّةَ الَّذِي كَانَتْ فِي بَطْنِهَا تَحْرِثُهَا سَوْدَاءَ الظَّهْرِ بَيْضَاءُ الْبَطْنِ رَأْسُهَا مِثْلُ رَأْسِ الْجَدِّ تَمْنَعَهُمْ كُلَّمَا أَرَادُوا هَدْمَهَا. The snake that was inside the well of the Kaaba, which had been guarding the Kaaba for over 500 years, came out. Its head was like the head of a little goat, and it would prevent the Quraysh from knocking the Kaaba down every time they attempted, every time they tried. Every time they tried, the snake would come out and just frighten the Quraysh, and the Quraysh would move back to the place of Ibrahim. Finally, one of their chiefs, Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira, said to them, أَلَسْتُمْ تُرِيدُونَ بِحَدْمِهَا الْإِسْلَامِ. That are your intentions of rebuilding the Kaaba once you have demolished it? They replied, yes. Waleed ibn al-Mughira said to them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not let any harm come to you. He will not destroy you if that is your intention. Will make sure that you only use licit money in rebuilding the Kaaba. لا تدخلوا في إمارة بيت ربكم إلا من تيب أموالكم. Make sure that you only use licit money in rebuilding the Kaaba. Money derived from harlotry or usury or gambling cannot be used, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept this type of money. They acted upon his advice, moved back to the place of Ibrahim and prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allahumma, in kana laka fi hazmiha ridan, fa'adimmahu washghil anna hadha thuban. Oh Allah, if you are happy in the rebuilding of this Kaaba, then Allah, make it possible for us and take care of this snake. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered their prayer, and a bird came which looked like an eagle and took this snake and took it towards Ziyad al-Sa'id. So the first opinion is, my brothers, that this snake that was taken away by an eagle is the beast of the end of time. And it is this snake that will come before Qiyamah and talk to people. And it is this snake that is referred to as the beast in the Quran and in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as one of the major signs of Qiyam. The second opinion regarding the beast is that the beast is an extraordinary animal which has the features of many, many different animals. Abu Zubair reports that the beast to come before the end of time, its head is like the head of a bull. وَعَيْنُهَا عَيْنُ خِزِّيرٍ. And its eyes are like the eyes of a pig. وَأُذُنُهَا أُذُنُ فِيهِ. And its ears are like the ears of an elephant. وَقَرْنُهَا قَرْنُ أَيُّ. And its bones are like the bones of a stag. وَأُنُكُهَا أُنُكُ نِعَامٍ. And its neck is like the neck of an ostrich. وَصَدْرُهَا صدر أسد. And its chest is like the chest of a lion. وَلَوْنُهَا لَوْنُ نَمِرٍ. And its color is like the color of a tiger. وَخَاسِرَتُهَا خَاسِرَةُ حِرٍ. That its flanks and sides are like that of a cat. وَذَنْبُهَا ذَنْبُ كَبْشٍ. And its tail is like the tail of a ram. وَقَوَائِمُهَا قَوَائِمُ بَعِيرٍ. And its feet and legs are like the feet and legs of a camel. بَيْنَ كُلِّ مَفْتِلَيْنِ إِثْنَ عَشْرَ ذِرَاعًا. And between every two joints, there is a distance, there is a space of 12 cubic feet. This is the second opinion, that the beast to come before the end of time is an extraordinary animal which has the features of many, many different animals. As for the third opinion, some of the ulama of the Ahl Sunnah say that the beast to come before the end of time is the same animal that was seen by Hazrat Tamim Dari radiallahu ta'ala anhu and others on the same island where they saw the Dajjal chained up in a monastery with chains. It is that beast that is going to come before the end of time. And it is that animal that is going to come and talk to the people before the end of time, and is the major sign of Qiyamah. Let me explain this opinion to you by relating the hadith in which Hazrat Tamim Dari radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw this animal and saw the Dajjal tied up with chains. However, because this is a very long hadith, I am only going to narrate that portion of the hadith which concerns today's lesson. Fatima bint Qais radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates, كَنَكَحْتُ إِبْنَ الْمُغِيرَةِ وَهُوَ مِنْ خِيَارِ شَبَابِ قُرَيْشٍ يَوْمَئِذٍ فَأُصِيبَ فِي أَوَّلِ الْجِحَادِ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. She says that I was married to the son of Mughira, and he was from amongst the best young men of Quraysh at the time. He was injured in one of the first jihad with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He divorced me, and after a short period, he died. فَلَمَّا تَأَيَّمْتُ خَتَبَنِي عَبْدُ الرَّحْمَنِ بْنِ عَوْفِ نَفْرٍ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَخَتَبَنِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ عَلَى مَوْلَاهُ أُسَامَةَ بْنِ زَيْدٍ. When I became a widow, عبد الرحمن بن عوف رضي الله تعالى عنه sent a proposal. At the same time, the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم proposed on behalf of أسامة بن زيد رضي الله تعالى عنه. وكنت قد حدثت أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. He said that I have been informed that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, كمن أحبني فليحب أسامة. That whoever loves me should also love Usama. So I slightly became inclined towards Usama. فلما كلمني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قلت أمري بيدك فانكحني من شئت. When the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم spoke to me regarding Usama بن زيد رضي الله تعالى عنه, I said to the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that my affairs are in your control, marry me to whom you please. Now that I had been divorced and I had to sit in Idda, a period of waiting after divorce, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, "Intaqili ila Ummi Shariq, go and sit in Idda in the house of Ummi Shariq radiallahu ta'ala anha." Now that I had been divorced and I had to sit in Idda, a period of waiting after divorce, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, "Intaqili ila Ummi Shariq, go and sit in Idda in the house of Umm Shariq radiallahu ta'ala anha." Umm Shariq radiallahu ta'ala anha was a very rich woman from amongst the Ansar and a very charitable woman. First of all, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me to spend my days of Idda in the house of Umm Shariq radiallahu ta'ala anha. Then after the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changed his mind and said, كَلَا تَفْعَلِي إِنَّ أُمَّ شَرِيق إِمْرَأَةٌ كَثِيرَةُ الضِّيفَانِ فَإِنِّي أَكْرَهُ أَنْ يَسْكُدَ أَنْكَ خِمَارُ أَوْ يَنْكَشِبَ الثَّوْبَ الزَّاقِيْهِ فَيَلَى الْقَوْمِ مِنْكَ بَعْضَ مَا تَكْرَحِينَ. That don't spend the days of Idda in Umm Shariq's house, as Umm Shariq is frequently visited by it, and I fear that your head may become uncovered, or some part of your body may become uncovered, and strangers see what you would wish them not to see. Go and sit in Idda in your cousin Abdullah ibn Umm Maktoum's house. She said, I went and sat in Idda, spent the days of waiting in the house of Abdullah ibn Umm Maktoum. فَلَمَّا انْقَضَى الْإِدَّةِ سَمِعْتُ نِدَاعَ الْمُنَادِي مُنَادِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يُنَادِي الصَّلَاةُ جَامِعَةٌ. She says, when my Idda finished, came to an end, I heard the call of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam call out, Ya as-salatu jami'atu. O people, it is time for prayer. O people, it is time for salah. Come to the masjid for salah. فَخَرَجْتُ عَلَى الْمَسْجِدِ فَصَلَّيْتُ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. On hearing this call, she says, I went to the masjid. فَصَلَّيْتُ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. And I prayed behind the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَلَمَّا قَضَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ صَلَاتَهُ جَلَسَ عَلَى الْمِنْبَرِ وَهُوَ يَضْحَكُ فَقَالَ لِيَلْزَمْ كُلُّ إِنْسَانٍ مُصَلَّى. When the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finished offering his prayers, he sat on the minbar, the pulpit, and began to smile. And he said to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, لَيَلْزَمْ كُلُّ إِنْسَانٍ مُصَلَّى. That everyone remains seated. Nobody has permission to go home to their houses, to their wives, or to work. Everyone must remain seated. Thereafter the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed the Sahaba. أَتَذْرُونَ لِمَا جَمَعْتُكُمْ. وَصَحَابَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْ مَجْمَعِينَ. Do you know why I have made you gather like this today and made you assemble and have not given you permission to go home to your wife or to your work? The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, Ya Allah wa Rasuluhu A'lam. That Allah and Allah's Messenger knows best why He has not given us permission to go to our family or to our work and has made us assemble in the masjid like this. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كَوَاللَّهِ مَا جَمَعْتُكُمْ لِرَغْبَةٍ وَلَا لِرَحْبَةٍ وَلَكِنْ جَمَعْتُكُمْ لِأَنَّ تَمِيمَ الدَّارِ كَانَ رَجُلًا نَصْرَانِيًّا فَجَاءَ فَبَايَ وَأَسْلَمْ وَحَدَّثَنِي حَدِيثًا وَافَقَ الَّذِي كُنْتُ أَحَدِّثُكُمْ بِكْ المسيح الدجال. That I have not called you for fear or for hope. I have made you assemble today and I have gathered you inside the masjid today and not given you permission to go to your houses. As Salim Idari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a Christian, came to me, embraced Islam, and he made bay'ah, and then he told me a story about the Dajjal, which agrees with the account that I had given you about the Dajjal, which agrees with the story that I had told you about the Dajjal. This is what made the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happen. That his story agreed with the story of Salim Idari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Then after the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to relate this story to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu ajma'een, he said, حَدَّثَنِي أَنَّهُ رَكِبَ فِي سَفِينَةٍ بَحْرِيَّةٍ مَعَ 30 رَجُلٍ مِنْ لَقْمٍ وَجُزَامٍ. Salim Idari radiallahu ta'ala anhu told me that he embarked on a ship with 30 other people from the tribe of Laqm and Juzam. فَلَعِبَ بِهِمَ الْمَوْجُ شَهْرٌ فِي الْبَحْرِ ثم أرفعوا إلى جزيرة في البحر إلى مغرب الشمس. Due to the bad conditions and bad weather, he says that they had been tossed by the waves for over a month. After a month, when the waves and the weather calmed down, they found that they had been thrown near an island at the time of sunset. فجلسوا في أقرب السفينة فدخلوا الجزيرة. Thus they sat in a small sideboat and entered this island. فَلَقِيَتُمْ دَابَةٌ أَهْلًا كَثِيرُ الشَّعْرِ لَا يَدْرُونَ مَا قُبُلَهُ مِنْ دُبُرِهِ مِنْ كَثْرَةِ الشَّعْرِ. To their surprise, an extraordinary beast met them when they entered the island. This beast was covered with hair. It had so much hair that they could not tell where its face was and where his back was, due to the amount of hair this beast had on its body. On seeing this extraordinary beast, they said, وَيْلَكْ مَا أَنْتَ وَاتَنِي what are you? He replied, أَنَا الْجَسَّاتَ that I am the جَسَّاتَ that I am the spy. They said, this beast then said to him, انْتَلِكُوا إِلَى حَاذَ رَجُلِ فِي الدِّينِ فَإِنَّهُ إِلَى خَبْرِكُمْ بِالْأَشْوَارِ. Go to the monastery. There is a man waiting for you in the monastery. He is eager to know the information you bring. Hazrat Tamim Idari radiallahu ta'ala says, كَلَمَّا سَمَّتْ لَنَا رَجُلًا فَرِكْنَا مِنْهَا أَنْ تَكُونَ شَيْطَانًا. When this beast named a person for us, we began to fear this beast, lest this beast be the devil itself. ذُطْ فَانْتَلَكْنَا سِرَاءً حَتَّى دَقَلْنَا الدِّيرِ. Fearing this beast, we hurriedly went on and entered the monastery. فَإِذَنْ فِيهَا أَعْظَمُ إِنْسَانٍ رَأَيْنَاهُ كَسُّ خَلْقًا وَأَشَدُّهُ وَثَاقَةً مَجْمُوعَةً يَدَاهُ إِلَىٰ أُنُقِهِ مَا بَيْنَ رُكْبَتَيْهِ إِلَىٰ كَعْبَيْهِ بِالْحَدِيدِ. To our surprise, we found a huge human being inside. Never ever have we ever seen this man before. He was firmly tied. His hands were firmly tied to his neck, and the area between his kneecap and ankle was tied with chains. That this person that they had seen was the Dajjal. As the remainder and the final part of the hadith clearly indicate. Now this beast that they saw, which was covered with hair, and so much hair that they could not tell where its face was and where its back was. Some ulama of the Ahl Sunnah say that this beast that spies from the Dajjal, and which was seen by the Tamim Idari radiallahu ta'ala anhu and others on the same island as the Dajjal, is the beast of the end of time, is the beast which is going to appear and emerge before Qiyamah and talk to the people and put a mark on everybody's face. This is the beast that is referred to in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a third opinion. The fourth opinion regarding the beast is that the beast to come before the end of time is the young of the she camel of Abu Salih alayhi salam. Let me briefly explain this opinion to you. The people of Thamud lived a very long time ago, a couple of hundred years after the Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, and were the heirs of the ark. They were Amazons who lived in a place called Hijr, which was between Tabuk and Hijaz, and today it is known as Madain al-Saleh in the north of Arabia. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the people of Ark, the people of Thamud, in provision and livelihood. Their land was beautiful, green, fertile, and full of gardens, running rivers and springs. Allah had also blessed these people with intelligence and skill. The Quran says, وَكَانُوا يَنْحِتُونَ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بِيُوتًا آمِنِينَ وَثَمُودَ الَّذِينَ جَابُوا صَخْرَ بِالْوَادِ. The people of Thamud skillfully worked stones as others mined jewels of wealth. They could carve beautiful and spacious houses out of mountains. The remains of stones can be seen today and exist to this very day. They painted colorful pictures on the wall which looked as fresh as if the spring had brought them out. Though Allah had given them all these blessings and all these ni'mas, they were still ungrateful, as they did not believe in Allah and they rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah had made them the master of stone. They chose to be the slave of stone as they began to carve idols from stone with their bare hands and then began to bow in front of these same idols. In these circumstances, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a messenger to them, like he sent a messenger to the communities before them that had deviated from the Sirati Mustaqim and the teachings of the Prophet. Allah uninstalled from amongst them and sent him as a messenger to the people of Thamud to bring them out of darkness to light and convey the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Sari alayhi salam said to them, يَا قَوْمِ اِبْرُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرُهُ وَأَنْشَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ وَاسْتَعْمَرَكُمْ فِيهَا فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ إِنَّ رَبِّي قَرِيبٌ مَجِيبٌ. O my people, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah is the only and one and only God worthy of worship. There is no God besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the originator and creator of mankind, the supreme sovereign. It was Allah who created you from the earth and inhabited you in the earth. So seek forgiveness for your sins and do not worship these idols. Turn to Allah and worship Allah. Allah is the name and grant. But the people of Thamud, like the communities before them, would reply, يَا صَالِحْ كَلْ كُنْتَ فِينَ مَرْجُونَ قَبْلَ هَذَا أَتَنْحَانَا أَنْ نَعْبُدَ مَا يَعْبُدُ آبَاؤُنَا وَإِنَّنَا لَفِي شَكٍ مِمَّا تَدْعُونَ إِلَيْهِ مُرِيبٍ. O Salih, we had great hope in you that in future you will become a saint. You used to be such a noble and sensible youth. Everyone thought that you will prove a source of inspiration for the rising nation and will lead the rising nation to the ancestral religion. But to our surprise, you have all of a sudden begun to talk of strange and weird things. You have begun to speak nonsense. You forbid us to worship those idols which our forefathers have been worshipping for years and years. This can never happen. My brothers and sisters, they rejected the call. They did not believe in Allah, but Salih alayhi salam did not give up. He kept on calling them with wisdom and with an open heart. The Quran relates the story of Hazrat Salih alayhi salam. The Quran says that Hazrat Salih alayhi salam said to them, إِذْ قَالْ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ صَالِحٌ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. O people, do you not fear Allah? إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ عَمِينٌ. I am a trustworthy messenger to you. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ. So fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follow me as I am the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And I do not ask you for a wage, as my return is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَتُطْرَقُونَ فِي مَا هَاهُنَ آمِنِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ وَزُرُوعٍ وَنَخْلٍ طَلْوَ عَدِينَ. Do you think that you will remain in these luxuries and comforts forever? And you shall enjoy these pleasures? And that you will remain in these gardens and in these springs and rivers and in these fields forever? وَتَنْحِتُونَ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا فَارِهِينَ. And you will never be expelled from these great houses that you come out from mountains. This can never happen, as you will all die and you will all pay the price for your sins. So فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَاتِّقُوهُ. Fear Allah now. Fear while there is still time. And follow me as I am the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تُطِيعُوا أَمْرَ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. And do not follow the ways of the corrupt Satan, الَّذِينَ يُسْنِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا يُسْنِحُونَ. Those that created corruption in the earth and were never reformers. My brothers and sisters, they would reply like the people before them, إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مِنَ الْمُسَحَّرِينَ. So Salih, that you are from among those that have been bewitched. مَا أَنْتَ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُنَا. You're not but a human being like us. أَبَشَرَ فِنَّا وَاحِدًا نَتَّبِعُهُ إِنَّ إِذَا لَّفِي ضَلَالٍ وَسُعُرٍ. Shall we follow a human being from amongst us? If we do this, then we shall follow in error and insanity. We will definitely be in the wrong. أَوَلْكِيَ ذِكْرُ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ بَيْنِنَا بَلْ هُوَ كَذَّابٌ عَشِرٌ. Were you the only one left for prophethood? Couldn't Allah find anybody besides you? This is a lie, and you are a lie. Not only did they not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who my brothers and sisters, the ringleaders mocked the poor Muslims and inquired ridiculously whether they were sure that Hazrat Salih alayhi salam was the messenger from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They would say, we do believe in that which Hazrat Salih alayhi salam has brought. My brothers and sisters, the Quran says, فَاسْتَحَبُّ الْعَمَى عَلَى الْهُدَىٰ. That the people of Thamud chose to remain blind against God. Finally, they, like the communities before them, said to the Salih alayhi salam, فَأْتِ بِآيَةٍ إِنْ كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. O Salih, show the sign if you truly are a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Show us a miracle. Hazrat Jalil al-Tabari rahimahullah reports that Hazrat Salih alayhi salam said to them, أَيُّ آيَةٍ تُرِيدُونَ. What type of sign would you like to see? Which miracle would you like to see? They replied, تَخْرُجْ مَعَنَا إِلَىٰ عِيدِنَا هَذَا. That come with us to our Eid, to our celebration. فَتَدُوا إِلَىٰهَ وَنَدُوا آلِهَتَنَا. That you can pray to your Allah and we will pray to our God, to our idol. And if your prayers are answered, if your Allah answers your prayer, then we the people of Thamud will follow you and believe in your Allah. However, if your prayer is not answered, and our prayer is answered, our God gives what we have asked for, O Salih, then you will have to follow us. Next day, it was their Eid, and the people of Thamud took their idols with them, and as Salih alayhi salam, also followed. The leader of the Thamud at the time was Junda ibn Amr. Junda ibn Amr said to Salih, Ya Salih, أخرج لنا من هذه الصخرة يقال لها الكاتبة ناقة مخترجة جوفاء وبراء. O Salih, he came from this mountain which was called كاتبة, a she camel. And this she camel had to be 10 months pregnant. And when it comes out, the she-camel has to give a birth to a young one which resembles the mother in body and stature. فَإِنْ فَعَلْتَ آمَنَّا بِكَ وَصَدَقْنَا وَشَهِدْنَا أَنَّ مَا جِدْنَا بِهُ حَقٌّ. And Salih, if you are able to do this, we will believe in you and we will testify that what you have brought is haqq and is the truth. And Salih alayhi salam made the promise. He said, لَإِنْ فَعَلْ وَفَعَلَ اللَّهِ لَتُصَدِّقَنِّي وَلَتُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ. That if I pray to Allah, and Allah shows you this miracle, will you believe in me, and will you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? فَأَعْطَوْهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ أُهُودَهُمْ. They promised to Salih alayhi salam, that if he shows them the miracle, they will believe in him. As Salih alayhi salam pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show them the miracle they asked for. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered Hazrat Tariq alayhi salam's prayer. The mountain shook, a part of the mountain cracked, and out came the she camel they had asked for. It was 10 months pregnant, and it gave birth to a young one which resembled the mother in body and stature. On seeing this miracle, Jundah ibn Amr, the leader of Thamud at the time, embraced Islam and believed that the Salih alayhi salam was the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Others were also attracted towards Iman, but the old disbelievers like Du'ab ibn Amr stopped them and said that this was all a trick, and that the Salih alayhi salam has casted a spell and this is not a miracle. Now that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had shown them the miracle, Hazrat Salih alayhi salam said to them, هذه ناقة الله لكم آية فذروها تأكل في أرض الله ولا تمسوها بسوء فيأخذكم عذاب عليم. That this she camel is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you. You ask to see a miracle, Allah has given you a miracle. So make sure you let this she camel eat and drink in the land of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and make sure that you do not push this she camel with evil intentions, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will severely punish you. This she camel was very large and very unusual in form. All the other camels were scared of this she camel. Whenever it came with its young one to drink water from the well, all the other camels and animals would run away. On seeing this, Hazrat Salih alayhi salam said to the people of Thamud, هَذِهِ نَافَةٌ لَهَا شِرْبٌ وَلَكُمْ شِرْبٌ يَوْمٍ مَعْلُومٌ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided and has ordered that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's she camel will drink water from the well on the first day, and your camels and animals will drink water on the following day. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu in a marfu' hadith reports, كَإِنَّ النَّاقَةَ كَانَتْ تَرِدُ يَوْمَهَا فَتَشْرَبُ جَمِيعَ الْمَاءِ وَيَحْتَرِبُونَ مِثْلَ الَّذِي كَانَ تَشْرَبُ. That a she camel would come with its young one on its turn and drink water from the well, and it would drink all the water of the well. At the same time, it would give the same amount of milk. And on that day, the people of Thamud would drink the milk of the she camel. And on the following day, the people of Thamud would bring their animals to the well. This is how the bounds were arranged between Tariq and the people of Thamud regarding the she camel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, after a very short period, the people of Thamud broke the agreement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and said that this is our well. Why cannot our animals drink every day? And thus they decided to kill the she camel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The main conspirators were two women. One was called Saduqa, and this Imam Tabari rahimahullah reports, فدعت ابن عم لها يقال له مطرة وعرضت عليه نفسها إن هو أقرى الناقة. She called her cousin مطرة, and she offered herself to him if he killed the she camel. The second was called عنيزة, فعرضت بناتها الأربع على قدار النسل إن هو أقرى الناقة فله أي بنات يشاء. She offered her four daughters to Qidal ibn Salaf, that if he kills the she camel, then he can have any one of her daughters in marriage. These two young men agreed to kill the she camel, and they also gathered another 7 people to help them. They hid waiting for the she camel when it came back from its thirst with its young one from the well. Masra shot an arrow at her, injuring the she camel. Qidal ibn Salaf pounced with his sword and wounded her feet. All the knives put the she camel to death and paved the way for the destruction of the entire community. The little one meanwhile, when it saw these people attacking its mother, ran away and climbed the mountain, prayed to Allah and disappeared. And it is this young one regarding which some ulama hold the opinion that it is this young one that is the beast of the end of time, and it is this young one that is going to come before the end of time and talk to people, and it is this young one that is referred to as the beast of the end of time and a major sign of Qiyamah in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in the Quran in Surah An-Naml, وَإِذَا وَقَّى الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَخْرَجْنَ لَهُمْ دَابَةً مِّنَ الْأَرْضِ تُكَلِّمُهُمْ أَنَّ النَّاسَ كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا لَا يُوقِنُونَ. These are the four opinions regarding the beast of the end of time. And there are others, though not as strong. How the most important thing as Muslims is that we believe that the beast is one of the major signs of Qiyamah, and that this beast will come before the end of time and it will talk to people. As the Quran says, وَإِذَا وَقَّى الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَخْرَجْنَ لَهُمْ دَابَةً مِّنَ الْأَرْضِ تُكَلِّمُهُمْ أَنَّ النَّاسَ كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا لَا يُوقِنُونَ. That when the world is fulfilled concerning them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring forth a beast which will talk to the people. This beast will appear when the earth is full of evil and sin, when mankind has changed the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when mankind has made halal that which was haram and has made haram that which was halal, when mankind has stopped enjoying good and forbidding evil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send this beast, and this beast will talk to people. Imam Hakim Al-Shah Rafi'uddin rahimahumullah says that this beast will come once the sun has emerged from the west, has risen from the west. It is on the same day that this beast will emerge and will appear. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, while the people are in the best of all the masajid, Masjid al-Haram, Mount Safa will crack, and out will come the beast. It will be very strange in appearance, and extremely huge. تَنْفَضُ عَنْ رَأْسِيَ الْضُرَابِ, it will shake the dust from its head, and people will become frightened. فَرْفَضَ النَّاسُ عَنْهَا شَدُّ وَمَعَهُ وَثَبَدَتْ إِثَابَةُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَعَرَفُوا أَنَّهُمْ لَا يُحْدِدُ اللَّهِ. The people will become frightened and try to run away, but they will not be able to escape the beast. A group of people will remain, and they will know that they cannot escape and flee from the beast, and the beast will begin with them. In the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it has been mentioned, إِمَّعَهُ أَطَى مُوسَى وَخَاتَبُ سُلَيْمَانَ, that the beast of the end of time will have to stick the Atta, the staff of Moses, and the ring of Sulaiman alayhi salam. I'm sure that you are all aware of the staff of Musa alayhi salam and what's so special about this staff. Very briefly, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam had a staff, and when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to him and asked him regarding this staff, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam replied, أَتَوَكَّوْ عَلَيْهَا وَأُشُّ بِهَا عَلَى غَلِبِي وَلِيَ فِيهَ مَآرِبُ أُخْرَى. Oh Allah, I lean upon it and I beat down leaves with it upon my sheep, and for me in it there are many other uses and benefits. Now this was a normal staff, and because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had planned the son of Musa alayhi salam to Fir'aun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it the miracle of the staff. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, أَرْضِهَ يَا مُوسَى, O Musa, throw down the staff. But as Musa alayhi salam threw down the staff, it became a serpent and began to slide like a snake. When Hazrat Musa alayhi salam picked up the staff, it became a normal staff. The beast that is going to come before Qiyamah will have this staff of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, and it is with this staff that it will draw a line of light on the forehead of the believers. It will also have the ring of Sulaiman. As you are aware, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam prayed to Allah, يا ربي اغفر لي وهب لي ملكا لا ينبغي لأحد من بعدي. Oh Allah, give me a kingdom which you have never given to anybody before me and which you will never give to anybody after me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered his prayer, and he was given such a kingdom that nobody has ever been given a kingdom like it to this very day. Whenever he marched towards a certain land, three armies accompanied him, an army of jinn, an army of birds, and an army of men. The air, the birds, and the jinn were all subjected to him. The Quran says, فَتَخَرْنَ لَهُ الرِّحْ تَجْرِي بِأَمْرِهِ رُخَانْ حَيْثُ أَصَابْ. That the wind was at his command, he would take Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam whenever he pleased. His throne flew in the air. The Quran says, وَالشَّيَاطِينَ كُلَّ بَنَّاءٍ وَغَوَّاتٍ. That the jinn would make strong buildings for him and would even dive inside the seas and bring pearls for Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam. وَعُلِّمْنَا مَنْتِقَ السَّيْرِ. And Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam could also speak the languages of birds and animals. He was also given a special ring, and the control of this kingdom lay in this ring. The beast that is going to come before the end of time will have the ring of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, and it will seal the nose of every god. It will travel through all the countries so swiftly that no searcher will be able to catch it, and no human being will be able to escape from it. It will put a mark on everyone. With Hazrat Musa alayhi salam's staff, it will draw a line of light on the forehead of every Muslim, whereby its face will become luminous and impressive, and with the ring of Sulaiman, it will seal the nose and neck of every Kafir, whereby his whole face will become black. Thus, there will be complete distinction between the Muslim and non-Muslim, so that if many parties sat down on a dinner table, the Muslim and non-Muslim will look distinct from each other. Having done this work, the beast will vanish, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will know best where this beast will go. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.